How many here know he's able? How many here believe that he is able? All right. God's saying today, if you believe I'm able, then start talking like it. Start walking like it. Is he able to handle anything that comes your way? Is he able to do much more than you could ever dream? Is he able to make you what he wants you to be? All right, well, folks, today God wants you to act like it and talk like it and move like it.
Thank you, Lord.
I agree. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's when we surrender to him, though, that he's able to do that, right? When we come in accordance with his will and plan. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's able to do much more than we can ever imagine. Amen. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Think about that now. Exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or even think. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We love you and we thank you, Lord, for your word, your presence in our life, Lord, for redeeming and sanctifying and justifying us, bringing health and wealth and happiness, Lord, in you, according to your word. You said, Lord, that you know the thoughts that you have for us. They're thoughts for good and not for evil. They're thoughts to prosper and not to harm us, and to give us a hope and a future, Lord. But we got to come in line with you, Lord. We've got to surrender our will for your will, Lord. We've got to give up us for you, Lord, for your thoughts and your plans. We do that today in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that you orchestrated this day. Even before the message was given, Lord, you orchestrated the music by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence here. We thank you for you being in control, not us. We give you honor and glory, Lord. We proclaim, Jesus, you are worthy. You alone are worthy. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We ask you to continue now, Lord. Have your way and your will. Hide us behind the cross. Cover us in your blood, Lord, in Jesus' name. And you get glory and you be exalted today as we lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited to be here. How about you?
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see you all. Amen? I'm excited to see you. More than that, I'm excited about God and what He's going to do today. What His plan is for today. Amen? Hallelujah. In spite of us. In spite of me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you need a cash giving envelope, please raise your hand. It's time to give back to God His tithes and our offerings. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Push your hands forward to Stephen. Praise the Lord. You believe what we were singing this morning? Do you really believe it? I believe it. So, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I thank you because of the bruises, blood, and stripes, Lord, that you bore on your body. We thank you, Lord, and we send your word right now to Stephen. Say, be whole. Receive health and walk in health according to the word of God. According to the work that Jesus accomplished in obedience to His Father's will and plan. We thank you, Lord. Pain, you cease and desist your operation. You stop. You return to the one who sent you, and you go on Him. Now, Lord, He's free. He walks in health. He's redeemed, sanctified, justified, happy, and healthy according to your word. In Jesus' name, and we give you praise and honor and glory, and say it's finished. It's done. Amen. Now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the good report. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Guys, if you'll come forward. You know, if we just give God the opportunity and we surrender our will for His will, our rights as we think they are for His will and plan, you know, we don't have a struggle or a worry in the world. Now, there's going to be wars. Remember, we talked about this Wednesday night. You can't be a warrior without a war.
Amen.
Amen? How many know that? You can't be a warrior without a war.
Amen.
And you can't be a victor without a battle. Amen? So when it comes, just know. Be at peace. Know that you're more than a conqueror because of Him. Because He conquered it all, didn't He?
Right.
Death, hell, and the grave. Right. Now, I'll tell you right now, we may have battles, but we never faced anything like that, did we? He did it for us. And because of Him, we will never face that. And the biggest reason, the reason that we will not face that is because we surrendered to His plan and received Him into our lives. And we proclaimed and decided to make Him Lord of our life. If He's not Lord of everything, He's not Lord at all. Amen? Oh, come on, don't shout me down. Praise the Lord. He's good. Amen? All the time, and all the time He's good. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, we thank You for this opportunity to come into Your house and worship today. And we thank You for the battles that we've already won.
Amen.
And we know we are victors. I can speak personally of that in my own life over the last year. And we thank You for the offerings that we are about to receive. And we ask Your blessing to be up on both the gift and the giver.
Yes.
In Jesus' most precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. This morning, Lord, we want You more than gold or silver or any other thing. We want You to have control this morning, to proclaim Your thoughts to us this morning, to let us see like You see, Lord, to let us know what You know. We thank You that You sent the Comforter to be our peace and our teacher, to bring peace and be our teacher, and to guide us into revelation and all knowledge, to remind us of what Your Word says in our everyday life, Lord. I thank You also, Lord, that by the Holy Spirit we know Your plan and Your will. And that we receive words from You, Lord. Not man's words, but Your words, Lord. That bring about change in our life. That bring about direction and correction. Cause rest to be in this place today. Let rest come over every person here. Hide me behind the cross, Lord. I yield myself to You. Use me as You will. According to Your plan and purpose for Your kingdom. In Jesus' name. And we receive it by faith. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to start by reading a few excerpts from Proverbs, the first, second, and third chapters. And then we'll get into what God has for me today. But I just felt as I was meditating this morning before we started to sing that I needed to read these just for a reminder. How many are like me and need a reminder sometimes?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Need to bring my focus back to where it needs to be. Amen? Hallelujah. Starting in Proverbs chapter 1. It says, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to receive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. The only wisdom of God, not the wisdom of man. Wisdom of man brings justice, judgment, and equity. To give prudence to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. Oh, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will attain wise counsel. To understand a proverb and an enigma, the words of the wise and their riddles. To fear the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Chapter 2. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commandments within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, and if you seek her as silver, and search for her as hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom from His mouth, and knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly.
Hallelujah.
Now chapter 3, verses 1 through 26. My son, my daughter. We know that there's no gender in God. My son, do not fear my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace will they add to you.
Hallelujah.
There's the recipe for peace and long life and happiness right there.
Hallelujah.
Just in that, those few words. Amen?
I like it.
Hallelujah. They'll add those to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck, write them on the tablet of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem, listen now, in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not, don't lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your... You want health? You want to know why you're having problems in your life? Or why the enemy is able to sneak in? Right here. It says, if we do these first seven verses, then it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine.
Hallelujah.
My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He corrects. Just as the Father, His own, the Father in the, just as the Father, the Son, in whom He delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand. In her left hand, riches and honor. Her pathways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace. So is a tree of life. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord, by wisdom, founded the earth. I don't lose my place here. By understanding, He established the heavens. By His knowledge, the depths were broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way. All you got to do is listen to the news, folks. All you got to do is listen to all the crud that's going on in the world. Those people don't have peace, and they have no hope. And your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Powerful words. Powerful words. Hallelujah.
Words of life.
Yes. We're told to seek wise counsel. Having brought all that out, I want to talk to you today about something that was said over Christmas and a request that was made. It didn't make any difference where the request came from or what the heart was behind it. It was wrong. It was wrong. We as human beings, we love to possess. Did I lose you already? We love to possess. Don't tell me how to raise my kids. I'll raise them the way I see fit. I thought it said, pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. I thought we just read about attaining wise counsel and wisdom and understanding. And the only place that comes from is God.
That's right.
And God uses men who walk in His truth and who have been in His presence, and women, to bring that counsel and wisdom to us. But I don't know, for some reason, we, especially in the church, I guess we all think we're related to Ford. We got a better idea. I mean, know what I'm talking about. Come on, God knows. You can't hide it from Him. Concerning Christmas, my granddaughter keeps talking about Santa Claus. Now, she wasn't taught that by me, and she wasn't taught that by my daughter. But because of the season, how many know it's the little foxes that spoil the vine? Just a little sleep, a little slumber, and a little folding of the hands, and your poverty comes. How many know that? But because of the season, and everybody talking about this, and I'm not saying they don't have good in their heart or mind, but you don't teach children lies.
That's right.
And then tell them later on, I lied to you.
Preach it, brother.
You don't do that. Most of you in this room were in the service when Joanna dedicated Kylie to the Lord. And was admonished, don't let her grow up thinking you're a liar. Well, just like you and I, there's a concern. I mean, I should say, we get a little possessive. We think children are ours. Bless God, they're my kids. Yes, you are responsible in God. But you're also responsible to seek God for how you raise those children. Are you not? Isn't that right? So you don't do it in your wisdom. You don't do it in your understanding. Let me tell you something. When my son was born, I was waiting for the manual to come because I had no idea. But I never got one. And I'm going to tell you something, folks, from experience. The more I hung on when he got older and the more grip I had, the more he pushed away. Until one day, God brought me to the point where I finally woke up, right there in front of me all the time, but I woke up and I saw that, God, the safest place he can be is in your hands. So I release him to you. And from that moment, God began to work in his life and began to turn him around. The foolishness began to go away. The self-centeredness. The attitude, I know better than anybody else, don't you know? I want to be a man. I want to be an adult. I want to be a woman. For those of you who are ladies. And that started to go. And responsibility began to set in. Because God was in control. Because I finally realized I'm not the Holy Spirit. Amen? I'm not the Holy Spirit. God sent the Comforter. And I can rest in Him. So the thought was said when Kylie would talk to me at Christmas one morning. We were sitting there. And she was talking about Santa Claus, and I just said to her, I said, Kylie, Santa doesn't bring presents. I wasn't being mean, and I wasn't trying to overthrow my children's authority. And I knew where the thought came from, because my daughter would have probably never said it to me, but this came from pressure from the husband. Men, are we leaders or not?
Yes, we are.
That's what we're supposed to be. And it came back to me when everybody was away, just the three of us, and they said, hey, we're teaching her the right things. We're not teaching her there's Santa Claus. Let us bring her up the way we see fit. And right there, God hit me right in the head, man. I'm telling you, it pierced my heart. Now, I didn't lash out at them, and I didn't say, that's pride and arrogance. You're wrong. But I reminded them. And I didn't do it. I didn't holler, but I didn't do it gently. I looked my children both in the eye, my son-in-law, who I call my son, and my daughter. Don't ask me to violate God's thoughts and plans or to violate what's right. And I remind you, you gave her to God. She's not yours. You gave her back. But you have a responsibility to bring her up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, to train her up in the way that she should go so she won't depart from it when she's old. Now, we do those kind of things with our possessions, too. We forget everything we have comes from God, don't we? Bless God. Don't touch what's mine. Oh, honey. Bless all of our mixed up minds and, darling hearts. And God began to deal with me on that. Everything we have, everything we are, everything in this life, including our own creation, was a plan of God. I want to read Galatians 2:20 to you. I'm not going to go through a whole bunch of concordance issues, but I'm going to bring up one or two that I think are important from this scripture. If we're in Christ, and He's in us, and we surrendered, then are we not supposed to have surrendered our will for His?
You got it.
Then where do we get these ideas? And it's not just my son-in-law, my daughter. It's all of us. Where do we get these ideas? That's mine. Oh, no. The responsibility is yours, but they're God's. You want to see good things happen in your children's lives? Bring them up by asking God what you should do. Not operating in your own wisdom. Didn't we read in Proverbs? Don't be wise in your own eyes. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, in everything in life, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. Now, I don't know about you, but the pressure lifts off me as I read that, as I understand that. I don't need the manual. I need the one who wrote the manual so he can tell me what I need to do. Now, I made some horrendous mistakes because I wasn't as smart back then as I am now. Don't look at me like you don't know what I'm talking about. Say amen or oh me. But God did what he wanted to do. Why? Because my heart was after him. We all have calamities and things that go on in our life. We all have issues that we have to overcome. But God's present, and He wants to make you, if you will let Him, a victor, not a victim. Amen? And He'll redeem the mistakes. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. In Galatians 2:20 it says, I have been crucified with Christ. What does that mean? What does that mean? No, we didn't go to a cross and hang on it. No, we're not nailed there. But that means that I died at that moment that I received Him. And I became a new species or being according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. Old things were passed away and behold, all things became new. See, the perspective we had before God and before Christ in our life gets taken away. And all the old corruption and the things that we were important to us and the things that we held on to. When that peace comes in, we can release them and know that they're safe. Well, that's why we can have sweet sleep. Even if your son or daughter's out there wandering in darkness and in sin, even if they're doing things that you don't approve of and you know God doesn't, if you brought them up in the way that they should go, guess what? You can rest assured God's hands on them. God's hands on them. He's bringing them back. I would remind all of us to consider your life, where you are today, where you were then, and where you're headed. Amen? Hallelujah. Nevertheless, or it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Now, let me tell you what that word crucified means. I'm not going to try to pronounce the Greek or the Hebrew, whatever it is. Crucified, if you want to look it up, is 4957 in your concordance. It says to crucify alone. The death of Christ on the cross has performed the extinction, hallelujah, the extinction of our former corruption by the death of Christ. Upon the cross, I have become utterly estranged or become dead to my former habit, feeling, or action. Woo! Hallelujah! New species or being that never before existed. Hallelujah! All that old stuff is gone. I don't have to depend on me. I don't have to stand and watch to make sure nobody's going to steal. My Father and the angels are watching over us. Hallelujah! We all might just get excited here, I think. Praise the Lord. Yet not means no longer, no more, no further. I find it very interesting. And by the way, that's 3765. But the last word, I find this incredible the way that it's right there in black and white in the concordance and in the translation. I is 1473. What do you think that means? The Greek word is ego. Oh! I, me, or my. All selfish terms. All selfish terms. Hallelujah. In our lives, we continually struggle with possessiveness, selfishness, pride, and arrogance. I.e., I have my rights. I'll do as I see fit, and don't you tell me anything. I'm reminded just this moment of the Scripture that says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Made him just a little lower than the angels. But in him, if you follow him, the rest of that Scripture says he'll crown you with glory. He'll crown you with life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Many areas of our life we do this. With our possessions, our children. Where do we get the idea? Yeah, exactly. Ministry, the same thing. Absolutely, Tanya, you're right. Where do we get this idea? The Bible says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be. Where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. How many here feel adequate to the task on your own of doing anything in this life? Not me. Let me tell you, I've tried and I've failed miserably. I've looked like a fool more than once in my life because of my pride and my arrogance. Because I forget that it's about Him and not about me. Because I haven't surrendered my will and my plan for His will and plan.
Come on.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Romans 7, 1 through 12. Romans 7, 1 through 12. Or do you not know, brethren, for I speak of those who know the law, that the law has domination over a man as long as he lives. For the woman who has a husband... Now listen, folks. Think about your relationship to Christ in this. For a woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. Men, aren't you the bride of Christ?
Yeah.
Pay attention now. But if the husband dies, she is released from the law of her husband. So then if while her husband lives, she marries another man, she will be called an adulteress. But if her husband dies, she is free from the law so that she is no adulteress, though she has married another man. We had a father who was a liar and a thief and a murderer. And the deeds of our father we did.
Right.
Until the day we said, Jesus, come into my life. I believe that You're the Son of God. I believe that You were born of a virgin. I'm a sinner. I know I've done wrong. I know there's things in my life that aren't right. I want You to make me right. Take control of my life. Think about the dedication that You made right there, just as a mother and father do their child the day they dedicate them back to the Lord. See, the Word says children are an heritage of the Lord. In John 1, it says, not born of the will of man or the will of flesh or by blood, but by the will of God. By the will of God.
Hallelujah. What could be better?
Nothing that I know of. Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another.
Hallelujah!
To Him who has raised from the dead, who was raised from the dead, that you should be, that you should bear fruit to God.
Praise God!
I'll remind you in the Scripture, it talks about the fruit of the womb and the fruit of your loins. Folks, think about this now. Because of Him, you will bear much fruit. Exactly. Because of surrendering to Him. Oh, think about it.
Hallelujah.
Think about it here. I don't want to get real graphic. But in order for intimacy to happen, there has to be complete surrender and letting go. Amen? There has to be. Or there's no intimacy. And yet every day we tell God, oh, I got a headache. Oh, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Don't act like you're stunned. In some way or another, every day there's that option to tell God we got a headache instead of being in fellowship with Him so that we can hear Him whispering in our ears the answers to how to raise our children, how to deal with all of the things that He's given us. Amen? If it's His to begin with, then like the Scripture says, freely you've been given, freely you receive, freely give. Freely give. I'm reminded in the Scripture that it says a man who will hold on to his life will lose it. But if you lose it for the Father's sake, for God's sake, you'll gain it. We don't understand that. That's totally opposed to everything we've been taught since the day we were born in this world. Isn't it? You go out and you work hard so you can get. Mine. I did it. Oh, honey. I'll remind you the Word says you brought nothing in this world and you will take nothing out. And if that's where your focus is, then the only thing you're going to have in this life is in this life, and there will be nothing hereafter. I didn't write that, folks. It's right here in the book. Right here in the book. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's continue. Verse 6. But now we have been delivered from the law. Now listen. Having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of the letter. When you're under the letter of the law, you're doing it your way, you're doing it under your own steam, and you're doing it under the letter of the law. My Bible and your Bible says the letter alone kills, but the Spirit gives life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Verse 7. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? Certainly not. On the contrary, I would not have known sin except through the law. The law was the revelation of our wrongdoing to bring us to the point where we saw that we needed more than what we had. We needed somebody in our life to cover us, to be the propitiation for us, to be the one who blotted out the handwriting of ordinances against us and became our advocate with the Father. Amen? Hallelujah. For I would not have known covetousness unless the law had said, you shall not covet. But sin, taking an opportunity by the commandment, produced in me all manner of evil desire. For apart from the law, sin was dead. In other words, when you were in sin, you didn't know. You were just out there having a gay old time, having a good time, just doing your thing. You didn't even have sense enough to know you were in trouble until God came on the scene and the Holy Spirit began to convict you. And you began to feel the need that's in every man's life for the Father because we were created in His image and likeness. Amen? Ooh, praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Number 9, I was alive once without the law, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. See what that's meaning? What that means, folks, is when you finally realized, when the law finally became evident to you, then that sin that you weren't even aware of revived or became evident, apparent to you, open to your vision, and you realized you were dead in your sin, right? To this day, it grates against me, it makes my hair stand up on the back of my neck, and it's just like, to me, nails on a chalkboard. I did it my way. Where's he today? A faint memory. What is his epitaph, folks? That's right. And died. Verse 10, and the commandment, which was to bring life, I found to bring death. For sin, taking an occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it, killed me. Now, we can go on and read Romans chapter 8, but that's not part of the message today. I would advise you all to do that, to see what it says there. We're not under the law anymore.
That's right.
We're under the law of life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, John the Baptist had the wisdom as Jesus was coming that day to realize that he, his thoughts, his plans, his devices, and all the things that he thought were correct in his life, needed to pass away. His thoughts, he needed to decrease. And Christ, God the Father, needed to increase in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be our attitude every day.
Yeah. Come on.
Let me tell you something. I've walked in the Word for many years. It doesn't make a difference how long. And the one thing I know, just as more or better today than I knew yesterday, is I got a long way to go. And in this life, can we turn that heat down, please? I have found that for me to be able to walk in the Word or to be a part of the Word that says, work out your own salvation and take the tree out of your eye before you worry about the speck in somebody else's eye, that's a lifelong job and you never come to the end of it. You got to trust in Him. You got to rely on Him. You got to fall back in Him. Amen? And then you'll see your children come up. And even if they get into some kind of a mess or get a little arrogant, like, I know everything, don't tell me anything. We've all been there. We've all been there. I was 18 years old, graduated high school. The very day I graduated and got my diploma, I went home and in the middle of the party, went to my room, and I thought, dear God, what have I done? I've wasted what could have been some of the best years of my life. Now you have to understand, I'm not talking about my stand with God. I'm not talking about that. I did what God told me. But I wasted what could have been a good experience. But how many know that all things work together for good for those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose?
Thank you, Lord.
And I can tell you that some of those things that were brought out then that I needed to know in this life, I'm looking around and I'm batting my eyes like a frog in a hailstorm. Where'd it come from? And I'm reminded even that God is bringing back because it helps me function in this world in things that I need to function in because of I am in this world, but I'm not of this world. You know what I'm saying? Or did I lose you? When you educate your children, Thanya, why do you educate them? But you also do it so they'll be able to function in the system that's in this world, right? See, God can even take that once we surrender to Him and bring that into a perspective that's right and use it for His glory. And He does. And He has. And He'll continue to do so. Praise the Lord. Okay? When we're born again, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, the old former self and ways of doing things, the old things, the appetites, the ideas, and self should have passed away. And we are now new, a new species or being that never before existed. We didn't enter into the womb again, but our spirit man that was dead, that was selfish and self-centered, self-seeking, meaning everybody else can go to blazes, it's all about me. Don't touch what's mine. Thinking we're going to be able to protect it. Let me tell you something, and I know for sure. You don't have to be in law enforcement to know this. The things we have, like locks on doors, locks on cars, and those kind of things, are only made to keep honest people honest. The devil will find a way, and his will find a way to try to take from you. You can get upset. You can lose your mind with anger. Or you can rest in the peace of God, knowing that God's wisdom will come on if we rest in Him. And He's able to protect everything that He gives to us if we've already given it up back to Him better than we could ever. I don't care if you've got the finest, most sophisticated security system. I don't care if you've got armed guards or you've got the National Guard or the Army or what you've got, the entire state police watching your house. He can do it better. Amen. We're frail, folks. We're very frail. We want to think as young people, and even some of us as adults, we're invincible. How many times have you been shown that wasn't the truth? Before God was in our lives, we did things with no thought of Him. But after being saved, we came to a knowledge that we are now God's. 1 Corinthians 16:19 through 20. You don't have to turn there. If you want to just write it down, you can. 1 Corinthians 6:9 through 20. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price or at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, if we surrender to Him. Or we can continue in our ways and watch the devil steal everything from us. Take everything that's dear to us.
No way.
Steal our husband or our wife and cancer. Steal our children through drugs and alcohol or gangs. Whoever seeks to save his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake, why would we want to do it any other way? That's right. Amen. Hallelujah. Because of Him and what He's done in our lives, we no longer have a right to our own thoughts, our own ideas or ways. We should be on our face with the Father. Tanya talked 3 weeks about intimacy with God, trusting God. The message was fantastic. We've got to look to Him. Who is He? What Him are we talking to one about? The one who's the author and the finisher of our faith. Our strength, our Redeemer. Amen? Hallelujah. That's right. See, the world has no place to run when calamity comes. How do you know that? Bonnie just reminded me of one of the scriptures. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it are safe.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. No plan, no attack or device. Hallelujah. We'll prosper. We should have come to the place that we know our opinions and selfish desires no longer matter, nor should they matter to us. We give our ideas up for His ideas, our plan for His plan. It amazes me. He designed it all. The abilities you have, even in your mental capacity, come from Him. Where did we get the idea? Bless our darn hearts and mixed up minds. That we knew better than God. That we could act independently of Him. Now, I'm sorry. I got to say what Stan's dad would say in that. I stand back and look at my life, and man, that was dumb gone to seed. That was ignorance gone to seed. What is man that thou art mindful of him? See, the only reason God cares about us is because He designed us for His pleasure. See, the only time we can really have and walk in what God has is when we realize that and we seek to do His pleasure. And one of those things is be in fellowship with Him. That's what He created us for. By the way, the name of this message is Give Up and Live.
Amen.
Did you hear that? Give up and live.
Amen.
More abundantly. We need to give it all up for Him. Count it all but loss to gain the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. See, it's not about us. It's never been about us. It's about Him. And until we get over us, our selfish ideas, we'll never be able to walk in all that God has for us. And we'll continue to make mistakes. Remember I told you what happened with my own son? The more I hung on, the more he went away, the more he pushed away, the more he was pulled away. And when I finally realized, God finally got my attention, when He finally hit me between the eyes and said, Bill, I gave him to you and you gave him back, I got it under control. See, let me tell you something else for those of you who may not know. When my granddaughter was born, there was no father in her life. No, there was a physical or biological father. But because of the type of man he was, because of what God told me and because of what God told my daughter, I didn't superimpose my will on her. We wanted no part of this man in our life, in the baby's life. And what my son-in-law needs to realize, and we all need to realize, in his case, and this is a perfect example, he came in the scene afterwards. He better be thanking God every day that God deemed him worthy enough to be that baby's father. I'm talking about her real father. I'm not talking about the one who sired her. I'm talking about her real father. The one who has the obligation to nurture his wife, to wash her with the water of the Word, and bring up his children in the way that they should go. The way that you should go. You don't know how badly I want to tell him, I don't care about your opinion. She's not yours. And your opinion is the least thing I'm thinking about or worrying about here. But I didn't say that. I hope they get the tape because I haven't had a chance to tell him this yet. But I told my daughter. And I wasn't mean either. I just reminded her. And she says, Dad, you're right. Dad, you're right. Do you realize with God you can't lose?
Right.
You can't lose. It's about Him. It's about His kingdom. Matthew 10, 37 through 39. Please understand, and I think most of you who know and know by the Spirit here today, I'm not against my son-in-law. And I'm not out to set him straight. But understand, I will not be attacked for standing for right. And I will not make excuses for standing for right. Amen? See, I answer to him. I don't care what man can do to me, the Word says. I fear the one who can take my name out of the book of life. Most generally it is. Even in the church. Matthew 10, 37 through 39. He who loves father or mother more than me, listen, it's in red, folks. It's in red letters. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his own cross, take up his cross, and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it.
Amen.
See, we're educated by the world standards. I'm not talking about reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about the schools and the teaching today. Listen to the foolishness of this. I am overwhelmed by the nonsense and the blindness of this world. Well, we're going to teach evolution and alternatives for creation, but it's illegal for you to teach about God. I heard a couple in California right now are suing because they're teaching creationism in school. I have my rights. I don't want it in school. What about your rights? We're supposed to stand up and rule and reign in this earth. And as long as we sit back on our laurels, as long as we sit back as weaklings, the world's going to run over us. Well, you want to know something else? They're afraid to hear about God because God's light shows them that what they're doing and the way they think is wrong. We can't go there. No. Can't go there. Their foolish hearts are darkened. Heart means mind, will, and emotions. Think about that. I don't know about you, but I don't take a rock scientist for me to figure out, and I'm no rocket scientist, believe me, to figure out, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. You want to teach your way, but not the other way? That's selfishness. That's self-God. Ish means God, for those of you who don't know. And then we sit back and we wonder, look at the one side of the political arena today. They don't want anybody to tell them what to do. They don't want to go to war. They don't understand that sometimes you've got to stand up and you've got to fight. And things have to die in that fight in order to gain victory.
Amen.
You can't be a victor without a battle.
Amen.
You can't be a warrior for God without a battle. Now, we don't want to foolishly just jump on some bandwagon. But if there's something that's touching your heart, you better be willing to stand up. I'll have none of that, or that's right, and I'm going to pursue that, and I'm going to back that up 100%. Amen? That's right. He's going to anyway. But in us, which is part of the enemy's thoughts. Remember, God's ways are not our ways. This education we got, again, I'm not against the education itself. I'm against the foolish filthiness that these people are teaching in the schools. The government is sanctioning under a falsehood called the Constitution is not a falsehood. Let me make sure I make this very clear. The Constitution says that we have certain inalienable rights. And one of the things that it says is it talks about the separation of church and state. Now stop with me and think for a minute why that law was written or why that was put in the Constitution. Because when the people came from England and formed this country, they were under tyranny of the government that ruled over the church. It's not the church. Are we not taxpayers? Are we not voters? Then we have a right to say something. But we choose to be passive. Oh, just got to love everybody. Just got to love everybody. Don't point out anybody's fault. You don't have to go and point somebody's face and say you're wrong. Stand up for righteousness, and what you're going to do is you're going to expose the darkness by way of stand for righteousness. Don't tell me to violate what God says. I will not back up or repent or turn from what God told me and what I know is right. I told my daughter that. Not in a harsh way. I'm a little wound up. That's right. Somebody said one time, if you're not going forward, then you're going backwards. You can't stand still. The Bible says if you're not cold or hot, if you're riding the fence, you're out of here. Hallelujah. No matter whether it's our children, which are not really ours. John 1:12-13. You don't have to turn there. I'll just read it to you. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the right to become the children of God, to those who believe His name, who were not born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. When we dedicate them back to God, we have an obligation to seek God and how to raise those children and how to train them up. When God gives us something, when God gives us wealth or abundance, it's not for our selfish consumption. It's to benefit the kingdom of God. Right? So we better be seeking God on what we should do with those things. Amen? God can't... If God supernaturally dropped money into most of our laps, and I'm standing here as the biggest example in the room, without a transformation in our life, we would be selfish and we'd do what we wanted with it. And if most of you know, the people who have received great benefit from money like this, where they won the lottery or something, are broke within a year's time. Can I tell you something? It's even wrong for you to think, well, if I get this money, I'll do this and this for God, if you didn't ask Him what to do. I'm not saying the motive of your heart isn't right. God knows the motive of your heart. But if it's not His plan, it's still wrong. Did you hear that, Bill? Maybe you've overcome being selfish. Well, I'll give this much to the church and I'll help this ministry. Did God tell you? Then it's still wrong. Right? We're going to pray for toes and issues after this is over. So hang in there. We're held accountable for what we do with what God gives us. We dare not do it our way. For our children, we need to seek God every day in their behalf. We need to give up our plans and our ways and our thoughts, our understanding of the way we should do things, and seek His way. What's the Word say? If we seek Him, we'll find Him. Those who seek me early will find me. Amen? And you teach your children. This young man blesses my socks off because he sits right here Sunday after Sunday and hears the Word. And he's got a hunger for it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
How many know when you're hungry in the natural, you eat and then you're satisfied? Pastor Stan pointed this out. Man, this is so good. This is so good. That when you hunger and thirst after God, the more you get, the more you want. You're never satisfied. Can I tell you something? That's righteous greed. That's righteous covetousness. Ask the Holy Spirit. We're commanded to be good stewards with all that God gives us. That means with our kids too. Two more in closing. Matthew chapter 13, 11 and 12. He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have what? The wisdom of God, the knowledge on how to use what you've got. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him." See, we get so blinded and so carried away in our own selves that we don't even realize that God brought a blessing. I'm not running down my son-in-law. He's young. He's growing. He's learning. I love that man. And I've made it very clear from the beginning, I know that the marriage was of God. And he's the only man I've ever trusted with my daughter. But the point is, he needs to understand God handpicked him to be in Kylie's and my daughter's life. And he better always remember that that could always change, or that could change just as fast as it happened, if he displeased God and didn't do right by God's two daughters. And the same with us as wives. You better know that's God's man. And you better know that you better treat that right, and you better be seeking God. That's right. That's right. Amen? Praise you, Lord. 13, where am I? Oh, 1 John 4, 9. In closing. In this, the love of God was manifested towards us, that God sent His only Son, His only begotten Son, into the world, that we might live through Him. Not independent of Him, not in spite of Him, but through Him. We started in Galatians. We're crucified with Christ. Every day that crucified life has to take place. Every day you have to make up your mind, not my will, but your will be done, as Jesus did in the garden. And we'll see length of days. We'll see long life. We'll have blessings that we can't even imagine. And in all that, our faith will grow. And we will be that city that's set on a hill whose light cannot be hidden. We will be the light and the salt in this world. We can't do it ourselves. We can't do it in our wisdom, because then we don't differ at all from the world. They can't tell the difference. Right? Isn't that right? They can't tell the difference. That's exactly right. For those who are standing up, those who are following God's plan and will, there's a difference between those who are not doing God's will or seeking their own stuff, and then who are those who are seeking to do God's will. We're not there yet, but you're right, Harry. We are salt and light now. That's us that are doing what God wants. But we all know the reason this world's in the calamity it's in is because for many years, still going on, sorry to say, in the church, And this is where the blame falls. We gave up our rights. We gave up our authority in the guise of peace. Exactly. And I'm sorry. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable. But that's me. Now, I'm not saying we need to go out and get on a bandwagon and start hooting and hollering. But when something confronts you, like what I told you confronted me that day sitting in my mother's house, you don't sit by and just not open your mouth. You don't have to get up on a soapbox and shout or scream to get your point across. You say, let me tell you something. I will not violate God's will and thoughts and what He says is right for your comfort or your opinion. Yeah. Well, again, I'll remind you, there's a lot of people who wear the label, but who don't live the life. And I'll remind all of us, not all who say, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom. The only way we have any hope is not to wear the banner Christian, but to live like one who belongs to Christ. Amen. Without that, I'm going to say it again. You can stand in a garage and call yourself a car all day long, but that doesn't make you a car. You can pour syrup on something and call it a pancake, but that doesn't make it a pancake if it's not a pancake. And Harry's absolutely right. It's because of those of us who do see and who do understand and who walk in the light as He's in the light that we're holding back the darkness. Which, if I remember rightly, in the story of Gideon, it just takes a few, not a whole 30,000 army, but just a few, to go in and possess and take what God said.
Hallelujah.
Because God went before them.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Be encouraged today. God's outcome for you according to a Jeremiah 11:29 is good and not evil. That's His thoughts. That's His plan. The only obligation we have is to follow what He says. And we just read wisdom and understanding, good counsel will add length of days, long life to us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I explained it to Bill slightly different, but we got fired the other day, and I just want to praise the Lord because the truth is we're getting a raise, okay? Sometimes people do things they don't know what they do, and as soon as they find out, it's going to cost them more, okay?
Amen. Amen. We have a birthday tomorrow, and we want to acknowledge that. Yes, we do. We want to give honor to her. Praise the Lord. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Winnie. Happy birthday to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we love You. We thank You. We don't understand, Lord, why You do what You do through the foolishness of preaching. It amazes me, Lord, that You can use anybody, including me. I thank You for Your Word, Lord, and I ask that in my heart and every heart here that Your Word would be sealed. My words, my thoughts would fall to the ground and die, but Your Word would be sealed in every heart. That we'll walk in victory and that our faith would be increased today. We'll not be the same as when we came in here because of You, Lord. We give You praise and honor and glory, and we ask You to bless and be with, according to Your will and plan, every person in this place today. A blessed week. In Jesus' name, amen.